It's a pleasure to be welcoming you to the fall issue of Accessible Journeys. In fact, it's incredible. As a writer and editor raised in Montreal and living in Toronto, I never considered myself a traveler until recently. Truth be told, I saw myself as someone living with Arthur, my pet name for my rheumatoid arthritis. Arthur had a way of upstaging most of my life experiences. Reading the stories of extraordinary people in this magazine helped me to remember that I have traveled. By traveled, I do mean venturing off to far and remarkable places doing exceptional things, but mostly, I'm including having moved through my life's challenges to arrive at destinations that helped expand my perspective of culture, people, and my capabilities. I'm not the only one who forgets what a gift traveling is. The Canadian Arthritis Society reports that 6 million Canadians have arthritis and were 5 times as likely to have mobility problems. When I was a teen, the travel bug first bit me when I flew to Washington, D.C. as part of a student exchange. A decade later, I moved from my parents' house to Toronto to live and study as a journalism student at the Toronto Metropolitan University, formerly Ryerson University. Trips to the Caribbean, U.S. and cities in Canada gave me insight into my abilities. Oftentimes, I was humbled by the kindness of loved ones and strangers who helped me manage. Today I manage with my own business, Sada Stylo, securing assignments or projects that require writing, editing or both. Like many people working from home, I see how sedentary the writing and editing life can be. The same goes for people living with arthritis, whether degenerative or inflammatory. Push into that intersection, unmanaged stress and our bodies can respond adversely. This issue looks at ways in which arthritis warriors can and have mitigated the effects of stress on their arthritis. Learn about Via Rail and the latest achievements of their multi-year accessibility plan for travelers taking the train throughout Canada. Find out about strategies for going places, including planning, yoga, mindfulness, and positive thinking. We hope the stories and tips for beating back Arthur will boost your spirit and inspire you to keep moving.